The Western Australian government has rushed through emergency legislation to try to block mining magnate Clive Palmer from potentially bankrupting the state. The Queenslander and the WA government have been in arbitration over a dispute relating to his iron ore interests in the Pilbara. Legislation to block the arbitration and any liability the state of WA may face passed the parliament overnight, despite concerns it could set a dangerous precedent. Clive Palmer is claiming that unreasonable decisions made by the former Liberal state government 8 years ago has affected his iron ore interests to the tune of some $30 billion. He's also in the midst of a High Court challenge to force Western Australia to open its borders during the pandemic. Clive Palmer joins me from the Gold Coast this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Mark McGowan has tweeted overnight saying that this law passed in the Parliament in WA shows that Western Australians will not be bullied. Has Western Australia stood up to a bully and effectively won?
No, they haven't. The reality is the High Court will strike down their legislation because the Premier, Mark McGowan, and the Attorney General are the first law officers that have ever given themselves an indemnity under legislation from criminal prosecution. So the real question is, what are the crimes? They haven't told us. They've also outlawed the FOI in relation to this matter, so the press will not have the right to know, will not know what the events go behind this thing. They've eliminated my rights to appeal to a court. They've eliminated natural justice. And they said at the end of the day, if they've done something wrong, Mark McGowan or these Attorney General, and there's an order ever against them, I've got to pay for it.
But isn't the point that they're standing up for the citizens of Western Australia? The damages that you're seeking, we understand, amount to more than $30 billion. That's some $12,000 per person, according to the Premier.
That's just bullshit, mate. You know, that's just rubbish. Do you think a court or anyone in Australia would award someone $30 billion? It's just an excuse so Mark McGowan can cover up.
Are you pursuing those amounts or not?
No, we're bound by confidentiality under our agreement, and he would love me to be able to breach that so he could get out of justice. But in Australia, it's not the government that decides disputes. There's a separation of power. It's the courts that do, right?
But you accept that it would be the people of Western Australia that would foot this bill, whatever the damages would be.
We're fighting for justice. That's our story. It's not what your story is. We're fighting for justice.
Isn't about narratives or language. This is a simple question of fact.
The Premier of Western Australia giving himself immunity from criminal prosecution. That's what it's about. Read the Act and find out. Ask the Attorney General why he has to be immune from criminal prosecution. So you go to Western Australia, he can murder, shoot you, raid your house, and he's immune from the criminal law. All Australians, no matter who they are subject to the law. That's what protects our democracy. That's what allows you to broadcast this morning. If you're in China, they'd shut you down. Right?
With respect, Mr. Palmer, do you accept that it would be the taxpayers of Western Australia that would foot this bill, not the Premier?
I don't know.
Well, you do know. You do know.
No, I don't know because I don't know some of the things that the Premier has legislated against, such as he's not liable criminally for what he's done. This Premier is not liable for breaching the criminal law. He's used his position as Premier in the Parliament to give himself and his Attorney General immunity from the criminal law. You as a journalist should be concerned about that. He's also eliminated FOI, so you as a journalist will never know what he's done, what crime he's committed, and that's the real reason he's brought this legislation on. It's got nothing to do with a dispute which yesterday the Supreme Court of Queensland gave orders of enforcement against the West Australian government. And that's an Australian court. So do you think the West Australian government, who has no jurisdiction in Queensland, can overrule the Queensland courts giving an order? I don't think so. And the High Court won't think so either. So what Mark McGowan's done is destroyed state agreements which have provided investment for Western Australia and made it prosperous over the years. And he's opened up sovereign risk for the state. And he's increased the amount of interest that's going to be charged on the state's debt because of this sort of legislation. It's invalid. It won't take the High Court long to throw it out because that's not what the separation of powers is all about. That's not what Cable told us from the High Court. This is a outlaw with swinging his gun around to protect him and his Attorney General from the criminal law.
Mr. Palmer, with respect, I need to point out that we have invited Mark McGowan onto this program to respond to some of those questions. Why is it that you offered to withdraw your legal challenge against Western Australia's border closure if officials agreed to move arbitration hearings relating to the damages claim from Perth to Canberra?
Well, that's another bullshit. You know, get a copy of the letter and read it. Hold on, get a copy of the letter.
Could you, with respect, please mind your language, Mr. Palmer?
My solicitor wrote to them, as is required to say, this was his suggestion, and if they thought they should pursue it with me, he would. He never pursued it with me. I've never agreed to that. Mark McGowan will be in the High Court of Australia, not just for this, but for contempt of the High Court for what he's been doing to the people of Australia.
So your in-house counsel did write and offer that?
Sorry, no, I didn't write and offer that. No one offered that.
Well, your in-house counsel for mineralogy wrote to state lawyers in WA.
And they said, he can't commit us. He's just got an idea individually. Do they think it's a good one? And he never raised it with me at all.
So your in-house counsel wasn't writing on your behalf or your company's behalf?
No, he wasn't writing on our company's behalf. He's writing as an officer of the court who has a duty bound to try to negotiate settlements in all proceedings. You know, 7 days
With respect, Mr. Palmer, you've used some colourful language this morning, and I must say that defies belief.
Now, look, 7 days ago, we'll just start believing. 7 days ago, the former Chief Justice of Western Australia, Wayne Martin, signed a mediation agreement with we and with Mark McGowan's State of Western Australia that this matter wouldn't go to arbitration, that we could mediate a sensible solution. And what did he do? As soon as he signed the agreement, paid no respect to the Chief Justice, he brought in legislation which is unconstitutional and goes to the very rights and freedoms that our journalists should have in society for freedom of information. That's what he did. He took away your right to know what this is all about. He took away the public's right to know. That's a pretty serious thing in a democracy. And even if you don't think being immune from criminal prosecution is a serious thing, what crime did you commit, Mark, you want to be immune from? That's the question.
Mr. Palmer, the West Australian this week depicted you as Dr. Evil, as a cane toad. The headline was Pest.
Well, goodbye. I've had enough talking to you, mate. See you.
Mr. Palmer, Clive Palmer, there on the line from the Gold Coast, chairman of Mineralogy, the mining company. And as I pointed out during the course of that interview, we have requested an interview with Mark McGowan, the West Australian Premier. Overnight, he tweeted saying that this law shows that Western Australians will not be bullied. He says, we will never give in. We will never give up. In further tweets, Mr. McGowan said, our emergency legislation to protect Western Australia from the $30 billion claim has passed Parliament. It will now go straight to Governor Kim Beazley, who's been waiting on standby, ready to sign it into law.